Because a roller coaster takes you out of your head. You know, it takes you into like you're flying and you're out of control. You do not get to control the thing, and it's going to take you 100 meters up in the air at 100 kilometers an hour going straight down. And that feeling, that will rearrange the molecules in your brain.
Thanks for your offer, Clinton.
Thank you for your offer.
Okay, you're welcome. Free offer. It's so amazing. Hello, all you
Wow.
experimenters that we haven't seen in such a long time, but I know that you're out there experimenting the whole time. We've been experimenting also in this little group, and look what happened to Anne Chloe. So it can happen to you also.
Only if you want.
Yeah.
What
So we have some.
did happen to Aunt Chloe? What ha did happen?
What happened to me? I transferred my skills of carpenter. I have carpentry skills that I didn't know about. I discovered hanging out with Clinton, where he was in this carpentry workshop and I just wanted to hang out with him. So I said, I'm just going to build something, as if I thought I knew what I was doing. But it turned out that I knew how to use the tool of carpentry better than Clinton.
It's a true story.
What I found out is that I'm applying those building tools to from the physical world to the mimetic infrastructure world, like the mimetic world. And so that's how I think I can build such game worlds and thriving game worlds. And I've transferred skills. So that's one thing that happened to me.
So we would like to confess some things. This is a confessional space. And you know what a confessional space is? It's like it's a sanctuary for you to be radically honest about yourself and so that you can be forgiven. So what we're going to do here is confess things to each other. So I'm hoping that you're ready to confess and really just reveal the hardcore black and white naked truth of what's really going on for you, because it's confession time. And so one of the things that we'd like to confess is that we're aware that I'm aware that I will confess that I'm aware that there are people in this team right now who have never been here before. And there's people in this team right now who've been there the whole time for the last 2.5 years. And this is stretching the space into dimensions that may or may not be useful. And we don't know. That's what I'm confessing. I don't know how useful it is to have a space that's stretched so radically into these. From one end to the other I used to have this faith or belief that the people who would come in to the study group after we've been going through the entire ordinary human hell world domains and then the entire extraordinary human hell world domains, and we are entering the archetypal hell world domains, and like I thought that the people who would come in now would actually be up to speed, essentially 3/4 of light speed. Like but it's not turning out to be that way. It's turning out to be that people have heard ripples of this space over the last months or years, and their time schedule just happens to work out accidentally, and they've gone through whatever to show up, and they push the button and they're in the space, and it does not really indicate a preparation for the space. And so the space, we need to protect people when they come in here. So we have to back down and back into kind of a eggshell, and like a chicken inside of an eggshell, is protected. basically, from bacterial infection, from worms, you know, from sunlight, from whatever. It's protected in this eggshell. And so our job keeps being in this particular space, then to back down and to make a protection space for the people we welcome in here. So we have no idea what to do about that. So I'm confessing this. And I'm also confessing, you should confess.
I should confess.
You should confess something. Come on.
It's hard for angels to confess things. So. Oh,
yeah. Well then.
I will do my best. I confess that Clinton and I have not really looked closely at our calendar before changing this time of the study group and realizing that starting actually from next week, we will not be basically online for about 2 months. So I'm going to deliver some trainings, then I'm going to go on a road trip with Clinton in America. I'm going to participate in a training, and then we're delivering trainings in Mexico and then in Freiburg, Germany. So, and that takes us all the way to mid-May. And so basically this is the last study group before the May 20th, 21st, if we keep the day of Tuesday.
If we don't pass on the space holding to somebody else for a while.
And also that. So, and I feel sad about this because I know the time that was when we were in Bali wasn't really, you know, a workable time or really easy for everybody. And now we just came with a great time and we won't be there. So that's my confession.
You're not forgiven yet.
Yeah, I get it.
You have to do 3 Hershey chocolate bars, 2 Toblerones, a bag of M&Ms, and pick up some garbage off the road.
Thank you.
Okay. The floor is open, or the ceiling is open, as they say in this kind of a space.
I want to confess. I want to confess that I've been listening to the recordings while I've been washing the dishes and cleaning the counters. And it was actually very funny because I heard and Chloe and Clinton saying, if you're listening to this while you're washing your dishes, and I was exactly washing the dishes. And I was like, are you reading my mind? And then 2 recordings after, I was cleaning the counter, and I think Aunt Chloe said something about, if you're like, you might be listening to this while you're cleaning the counters, and I was exactly cleaning the counter. And yeah, I've been following the study group from the recordings, and I feel joy to be here. And I confess that I've been creating fantasy worlds or imaginary conversations with you guys, with the village, with Clinton, with Aunt Chloe, and I feel sad that I haven't been able to bring myself to real conversations to say I love you or hello. And I want to confess to that I'm noticing that it's a pattern for me in my life that I join spaces when they're about to finish, something like this. When I start dancing, there is a song that's playing and I choose to go dancing, and then I start dancing and then the song ends. And this is something that I'm noticing, and I feel sad that this will be the last poll in a while, because now it's fitting the time. Yeah.
Thank you, Jorge.
Thank you.
That's my confession.
Thank you.
Penance is, you must keep washing dishes and wiping the counter and start over at number one and listen to these again so you can really understand what happened. And also, you need, part of your penance is you haven't to make another confession. And it has to do with confessing why so many of your pictures in Facebook are about yourself. So many of your sharings are about yourself in Facebook. So you need to confess that. We're listening.
Yes. Yeah, I confess that I've been hiding behind the computer, the screen, and not finding my team. And yeah, I've been playing this like a game of that I've seen other people play, other coaches from mainstream culture. And yeah, I mean this journey of discovering like how do I deliver my non-material value? How do I do this? And I don't have a team here in physically with me, and I confess that I've been doing the lone wolf game.
Yeah, how do you banish your team? How do you scare them away or offend them or block them? How do you make them scared of you or not trust you anymore? How do you do that?
I disappear. It's like I vanish. I just go away and I stop responding, or things that like avoid. Like I avoid. I hide.
And in terms of the emotional healing processes about that, can you ask for a team right now to, after this call, take you in to that space?
Yeah, I won't be able to do it after this call, but yeah, in the next day or two, for sure. Yeah, and will anybody hold space for me for this fear of like the petrifying and hiding behind the screen and not being in contact with my team? Sometime in the next 2 days.
Great.
I see James and Ines. What a great team. If you mm-hmm. write that down. And Johannes, Johanna also. Okay, those three are fantastic.
Thank you.
And Kian.
And Kian.
Thank you, Kian.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm glad you came here and confessed.
A question. Hold on. Did you go to the Rage Club with Kian, Laura, and Nicole?
No, it was a bit too far. Okay. Yeah, I couldn't make it.
Okay.
Who's next?
I will confess.
I want you to, Solange, so Jeff gets it because he spoke and you put your hand up, but this is not school. So it's about speaking. And so you can just take your mute off and so that you're ready, unless you have a cat barking over there or something like that.
Jeff, thank you.
I want to confess that I've been telling so many people about this space because I wanted the space for them, and that I was not really ever thinking or I was never honoring or considering the needs of the space itself. I was not paying attention to the whole. I was just wanting people to go to come here because I don't know where else to send them or something like that. It's just such a wonderful space that has given me so much, and I also want to confess that I've not even considered what I've given to this space. That I don't come here to listen. I come here to be wildly involved. And yeah, I'm sorry for not thinking about you, all of you, especially the people who have been here for so long, who I've gotten to know so deeply here.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Perfect.
Thank
Thank
you.
you. Solange, you're next.
Yeah, I want to confess that I'm with the group in and out, and I make reason reasonable to not be here more often because I fear intimacy, and yeah, it's difficult for me, and I say, oh, I'm speaking French. I am, don't understand, but it's a reasonable reason because I want to be in your group, in my group, in the circle. Yeah, it's amazing for me to be there with you, Chloe, Tintin, and everybody.
Well, so Lunge, will you confess what your fear really is about intimacy?
I asked for a EHP for the fear of being good, doing the right thing, and that's about it. Yeah. Yeah, too.
Right. So what I hear you saying is that you're afraid of connecting or exposing yourself or being intimate with other people because, according to some,
Fantasy.
what?
Fantasy, illusion,
Well, I don't know.
illusion.
According to some checklist that you might not be doing good. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm not enough, and say I have to be more than like other person said that certain part of myself I don't want to expose it, but I am who I am, and I don't want to judge myself, and I just want to be with you, see?
Yeah,
With
but
who I am.
what about this checklist? Whose checklist is it to see if you're doing good or not? Whose checklist is it?
That my checklist that I give I
I don't
that's
think
my
so.
checklist.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's my family, of course.
Well, who in your
They
family?
show me to be more and more, and I know it, but I want to process the
But wait, so who in your family did you take the
my
checklist?
father.
Thank you.
Yeah, my
See, we
father.
all knew that. Okay, so your penance, you have a punishment. Your punishment is you cannot carry that checklist anymore. That is your punishment. You can write it down on a piece of paper, list, check, 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 100 things, and you give it back to your father. Is he still alive?
No.
Okay, does he have a grave?
Yeah.
You go to the grave and you bring the paper and you take the paper and you put a big X on it and you say, I give this back to you, and you sign your name and you put it on the grave with a rock on it. No flower, rock. Nice big black rock. You put that on the grave and you leave it there. That's a punishment for carrying his list for so many years. Do you accept?
Yeah, I will do it. Thank you.
Take a picture of it on the paper on the grave. Take a picture of it and send it to us, all right? Send us a good, clear picture of it. Good. At the grave. Thank you. Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you. Who's next?
I go next. I'm Johanna for the people I don't know or that don't know me. I feel a lot of fear, intense, high intensity fear of speaking now with you, and also sadness. So I confess that I have been, yes, hiding from being in a in the possibility management world. And the sadness is because I feel sad because I feel how I was starving myself also in a way of not being nourished and by the community. And just recently, the last days, I got randomly some messages from people involved in possible management, like from the village. And actually, tomorrow night, Ronja, a woman that I met in the lab from Finland, is coming at my home. So I'm really glad because as I am in a period where I'm processing a lot, and I feel glad I'm here tonight. I could make it. Somehow I got the information a few days ago that I noticed it happened at 8 p.m. on Tuesday night. So I was like, I can come. So I feel glad, and I feel sad. I missed so many times. And I confess, like Jorge, that I irregularly listen to the replays, also maybe on my bicycle in Berlin while going on the bicycle on the road. And I'm here tonight because I feel I really have space. I really am feel glad because I can make space to listen to all of you and be present. And I was avoiding intimacy. I feel fear of the intensity of the space. Honestly, it's like there's this very big fear of the intensity of what intimacy and what is created here, and that's why I'm starving myself. I'm like, so it's this game of like I feel so much fear and I want that, and then I'm starving myself for that. Yeah. So.
Thank you for saying this. I'm going to call a specialist in for your penance. All right. So Janet, will you tell Johanna what her penance is for what she just confessed? Can you give her some, do you have time right now? Can you say it? No? Okay.
I'm just going, I'll be back.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, so Johanna, we're gonna make you wait. Wait till she comes back. All right. You have to wait now. See, we've been waiting for you. You were in my expand the box training. When were you in the expand the box training? When was that?
Clinton, I've never been to your expand the box training, but labs. But I honestly haven't. I've never done an ETV with you
Okay, your lab. When
yet.
was the lab?
The last lab we did together was in Lakesh. The first lab you did in Lakesh was Anne Chloe in May 2022. It's been like nearly 2 years ago.
All right, so we've been waiting for you for 2 years.
Yes. I want to see you in Freiburg. Is there still place? Space.
Would think so. Yeah, Eva and Marcus would know about this.
Don't know about what?
In Freiburg. About the trainings in Freiburg.
Yeah.
But
I'm
we'll.
glad you're coming soon. Yeah.
All right. Okay, when Janet comes back, she'll talk to you.
Great. I'm
Janet,
waiting.
so is that your violin on the back?
Yes.
Why is it there?
Because it's easy to grab. So I can practice, I see it and I grab it.
And what do you know about violin players?
It is constant practice.
Okay, what else do you know about violin players? How many
There
people,
is.
listen, how many people here know stuff about violin players? Just put your hand up if you know stuff about violin players. So we know, okay, so what is it about violin players, Johanna?
Yeah, it's consistency, devotion, practice, a lot of connection with the instrument.
It's not what we're talking about.
What do you want to hear?
We want to hear the
What do
truth.
I know?
This is a confession. This is a confession. We want to hear the truth, and your punishment is growing logarithmically right now. You are thinking that we don't get what you're talking about. You think we're going to buy your story? No, we know about violin players. So are you going to confess
Well,
this or not?
I confess that I don't know shit about violin playing. Maybe after all those years, I'm still discovering it. I don't know.
I'm not talking about violin playing. We're talking about violin
Play.
players. Those people who choose the violin.
Well, they like to have hardcore challenges. And to it's about touching the right note, and like it's so fine, it's so tiny, fine details.
So
So that
here's the thing.
every,
You learn to
yes.
touch the right notes with very fine details, and you miss out on human intimacy because you're having sex with your violin.
Because I have sex with my violin, yes. Yes.
And not human beings.
Mm.
And you're not a violin, so sex with a violin is like, you know, a bear having sex with a log, you know. Not very satisfying, but that's what you're doing. And you did not confess that. So it's what is it? Haribo candy. You have to eat a Haribo candy. Do you have any Haribos at home? Any
I
drawer?
hate that. No, I don't.
I know. So you have to eat a Haribo candy as punishment for having sex with your violin.
The teddy version. I don't know
I don't care what kind. You
the
just have to eat those to have pun as punishment for having sex with your violin instead of a
name.
human being. Remember what Aunt Chloe said about transferring skills? I'm not joking around. This is not a joke.
It's good. Wait, no. What?
Do you remember what Anne Chloe said about
Y
transferring skills?
yes. I was just imagining transferring the skills of violin and sex with a human. It will be super great.
It's about time. That is your penance. It's part of your penance. Understand? Do you understand?
No, not the thing about it's about time. What do you mean? Is it like
The word penance means what you pay for your sins.
yes. So
So
I'm paying to
God made violins and God made people, and he did not make them to have sex with each other. I mean, not only. So your penance, part of your penance is to transfer your sex from violin to sex with humans. That's part of your penance. Transfer the skills, the way you touch the strings and hit the right note. It's a very subtle thing. You understand?
yes.
Good. Please explain it to Janet. She just came back. Janet, are you okay to listen to this? Good. Go ahead, Johanna.
So I'm having sex with my violin more than I do with humans, and spending all my sexual energy and with my partner, that is actually my violin here. So this is my real partner. For over 20 years, my longest partnership.
Let yourself feel that, Johanna.
Mm-hmm.
Let yourself feel it.
And so that I can transfer the skills of my violin with human beings, and have sexual intimacy with humans and not with my violin.
We didn't say not. We didn't say not. We said and.
And
Okay. And you didn't tell her about the gummy bears. You did not tell
oh,
her.
yes. Thank you. And my pennant, thank you for this new word. I never heard this word before. So
You
my pennant.
probably use it every day now.
Yes. My pennant is to buy and eat Haribo teddy bear shin.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Janet, do you have something else for her?
Thank you, Johanna. I don't think I've said hello before. I prefer, personally, I encourage you to find a human to be that exquisitely in touch. It's life-changing.
So if you want coaching or support with that, Janet is a wonderful source. Really, she's such a researcher and has been really sharing so much with us about that. So wonderful.
Thank you, Johanna.
Janet, yeah, can I just, Janet, can I come back? Do you have a yes? Can I come back to you and have a
Yes.
conversation with you about it?
Definitely.
Thank you.
I'll say something before they take me in.
Yes.
So my confession is this woman about 2 months ago, who I thought was so stiff, wanted to come and visit me. So my initial judgment, judging the book by its cover, has turned out to be the most fun, close, relating. And she's here, Gabriella. We've done two building communication bridges inside and out with each other. We'll do the third one this weekend. We've created, she's a straw. You are a straw, Gabriella, that's sucking out of me stuff that needs to be recorded. I love you. And we talk about the most intimate sex. We talk about everything. Yes. And last weekend was the first training I've done outside. There was 18 of us in an open marquee. And I wondered how this goes when without the four walls. And the trees, we called on the trees to be part nature and the trees and the beautiful land where, oh, I'm starting to shake the phone. It was beautiful. People who've had no connection with any possibility management or feelings work, actually. So, Gabriella, I honor you and look forward to seeing what we create this weekend. There's a team of six of us at least. And the new space, trainee space holders, apprentice space holders. And I love my life. Okay. She's coming to get me.
Okay,
Okay.
have fun.
See you soon.
Thank you, Janet.
I have a confession legend about this weekend. I've been in building communication bridges as co-space holder with Janet, and I think my main practice there was to fall in love by to find one thing to fall in love by each participant. And this makes such a shift from what the first day to second day, because the first day I was getting lost in their communication. They would bring something and I would try to listen to everything that they were bringing, and then all the distinctions that I came up that I could say or that would not work, that is not where they are, it was like really in my mind. And then I in the night I read this newsletter from Tristan. That was a big gift to shift the second day. And the part of the newsletter that stayed with me was, love is about acceptance. Is a sentence from Jim Zorzan, Zen Zorzan, something like
Zarvos, Jim Zarvos.
that. Zarvos. Zarvos, thank you. Jim Zarvos. And he says, love is about acceptance. And most people just can do one of the two things. Either they can love who you are, or they love who you are not. At love, it's when you can love who you are and who you are not. And I don't know, I did not got in my mind that distinction. It stayed with me. And then it came, okay, tomorrow I will come up to this training with this intention to fall in love by the two things, by who they are and by who they are not. And it was like magic, because I got totally dropped in the now, and I was listening to what I wanted to listen in then. And then I was highlighting the parts that I was like, yes, this is the direction we are going. And then rolling the space with Janet, it was like dancing. Janet, we were like dancing tango or something like that. And it was such an ecstatic to be with these trees, the force of the trees and the clarity, because there was a lot of confusion in the space. And it's like to using this word. And it was, I'm still liquid about that my clarity was so welcome. And I discovered that a lot of our potentials or bright principles or qualities of being is not welcomed. And then for a long time, I thought that it was rude, because this is what I heard a lot in my school and family about clarity, that I was rude and stiff and like pushing people away. And in part was, because I was not knowing how to use it. But I, in this training, the clarity was being just put out. And it was welcomed. And it was praised. And it was appreciated. And it was, I did the experiment of not accepting praise and the roadblocks of praise. So I discovered that doorway with you all last week. About the praises, how I'm pissed off with praising. And then in the end, I got to each person and asked it, what is that inspired you really? Or what is that are you really appreciating? And it was such empowering to do that, to not take it, to not accept it, the roadblock, and to hold space to myself.
Thank you, Gabriela.
Thank you.
Your penance is to, yes, in each space that you're in, to at least one time appreciate yourself, praise yourself. So could you please do that right now? Just a short part of the start to pay your penance, please, please, right now.
Thank you, priest.
Jeff is the priest. I'm the janitor.
I appreciate my willingness to I appreciate my willingness to try out new things and to experiment and to be in the fear. I appreciate my capacity to be in the fear and to go. And to lean forward and to be ecstatic and alive and joyful about feeling so much fear. And I love my life and I love the people I've been surrounding. And I appreciate myself that I source that and then I create that. That I can get to meet this wizard, Jason, this witch, Janet, and be with them and travel. And I appreciate my capacity to be a listening space.
Your penance is.
This is so fucking scary.
You have to keep going.
Once every space, you need to do that for the next few months. Thank you. Who's next?
Gabriela, I have a possibility for you. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, I do.
Penance.
For your penance, take out the word willingness. Say exactly what you're saying, but without the word willingness.
We'll say why, what is behind what you're saying.
I'm willing to do something versus I do something.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Who is next?
I want to celebrate something, also
no.
Confess.
No, don't it's twist both it around. Ian, this is a confession. So
okay.
We'll get back to you later. We'll get back to you later.
You try okay, to then,
it around. That was not. That was not.
Okay. I still then I just confess something that has to do with what happened in the Rage Club yesterday with 16 people in Nelson, which was awesome. Sorry. But so at the end of this space, something really broke my heart because I noticed that like people were speaking to me and appreciating, like, hey, thank you for the space. Can we hang out? Can we collaborate? And there was this part in me that it's just like, I don't want to hang out with you. I even though in the space, when I hold space, I love people, my gremlin hates them. My gremlin hates their gremlins. My gremlin hates how much work it is to be with them. I don't want to pay for it.
So, Kian, your penance for this part is to ask one or two people from here to be with you after you are, if you're with your gremlin and you, for 1 hour, you sit with your gremlin and your beat book and you write down what your gremlin hates about these people. Line different things. A whole you need to and let the gremlin speak, and you write it down for an hour, and then you're going to ask for one or two people here to be in this process with you, to go behind that and find out what it's from. So don't even think about that right now. You need to think about holding space for your gremlin to tell you what it hates. But right now, if you could ask for one or two people to hold space for you for the second part.
Who would hold space for being with me and my gremlin and going behind that?
I see. James, you ready? You writing this down?
Yes.
I'll say the names you write. Ready?
Yes.
James Samuel.
Yes.
Jorge Pedret.
Yes.
Gabriela Fagundes. Jeff.
Yes. Hood. Yes.
And Mark Sun.
Thank you.
Good. You got it? You just
yes.
need to go in and you need to listen to say, and instead of denying, blocking, arguing with your gremlin, you listen and you write down very detailed, exactly, the whole for an hour. Okay? Good. Thank you. Who's next?
Mark, I notice you put Sun in your name, and I did not saw that before.
Gabriela,
is there?
Not I need now. To fix it.
Not now.
Okay.
I confess that the fear that was in my body is still there, and it was really intense a while ago, and I didn't bring it forward. I allowed other people to step in. I'm learning about what this fear serves. I'm discovering the intimacy that it brings, and it's still I still resist it. I confess that I still push it away, even though I've had such beautiful experiences of bringing my fear and discovering the intimacy that comes. And yeah, I celebrate a beautiful connection with Millicent last night after getting home from being away in this camper journey with Janet and sometimes weaving in with Gabriella. I've suddenly don't have wheels under my feet, and I felt really sad to be back, but
James, James.
I confess I've struggled to be to bring my to name my fear with Millicent in particular, and she held such a beautiful space,
So James, back off. You're going into past right now. So
thank you.
what I'd like you to do is close your eyes, take a breath, let the fear be there. The other fear, the big one, you have that one. And go to where it has a switch on it. It has a switch where when that fear gets to a certain level, it switches over to a different channel. It switches to a different path, like a different way. I want you to stay at the place where it switches. Can you tell me when you're there? Go to the place where it automatically switches over to a different thing. There's this fear. It switches over to a different groove. There's this, it's like one of these train track switches. Tell me about when you started that switch. When did you find it necessary to install the track switching switch? How old were you? Just answer.
Nine.
Thank you. What was happening when you were 9, James? Just answer.
I had been in great joy, and I was in the bath, and my mother was angry,
Yeah.
and she slapped really hard
Where did she slap you?
on my ass.
Put your hand there right now. Just put your hand right where she slapped you. Yeah. Good. What did she say when she slapped you? What did she say when she slapped you? Just answer.
Don't come home late. Come home on time.
What did she really mean? What was her real thing?
She was afraid.
Okay, about.
She was afraid about where I was. She didn't know
Okay.
where I was.
Yeah, that's okay. But what was really going on for her that she had to hit you so hard? You already told us what was going on for you when she had to hit you so hard. So why did she have to hit you so hard? What was she trying to destroy? Yes.
The
Yes.
joy.
Yes. And so you installed this switch. You install the switch when, right when you, when what? You tell us.
There was the joy. I had to switch the joy off.
Yes. Yes. Your penance is to not use the switch anymore. Your penance is to not use the switch that cuts off the joy anymore. Now you can reach into your nervous system right now and move one of the tracks or move the lever. Just reach in right now and just separate, not very far. You don't have to blow it up. Just move it a little bit so it doesn't work anymore. You installed this for your mother. You installed it for your mother, not for you. You've been using it ever since then. Yeah, so what are you doing? Energetically, what are you doing to the switch right now? Keep your eyes closed. Yeah,
it's a track.
What are you doing to the switch to make it inoperable? Just say.
Make it inoperable. Throwing away the handle that moves it.
Okay, so in which location is the switch when you take the handle off?
In the joy channel.
Okay.
The joy track.
Do you understand your penance?
Yes.
Thank you. And open your eyes whenever you want. Whenever it makes you joyful. James, it's going to be bigger than you think. Let it be bigger than you think. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who's going to confess next?
I'm going to confess. And my confession is that I enter spaces and leave spaces. I enter them not being present and centered. And I leave them and don't give myself time for integration. So I don't really value the value of the spaces I'm in. And yeah, this is one of my confessions. Another confession is that I push my fear away and I let patriarchal patterns take over. And one way of me telling lies is not telling everything. Not being.
Can you give an example of that right now?
Yeah. Sometimes I hide informations or
Turn to Sarah right there and tell her the rest. Tell her one where you did not tell her the whole information. She's listening.
Yeah.
Just start. Just look at her and start.
Yeah.
Does not have to be the perfect one, just the first one. Go ahead.
Some of the lies I told is that I don't told what I really want.
No, say remember yesterday at 3 o'clock in the morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, like remember yesterday, maybe it was 3 o'clock really, and where I postponed to tell you about my travel plans, where I didn't told you from the start, where I waited for the right moment.
Good. Take a bigger risk. Next one.
There are many.
Just choose one.
Just start talking. Don't think about it.
Yeah.
Don't say
Yes.
Talk.
Yeah, remember at Christmas, for example, when I When I waited to tell you how Christmas can be celebrated till I everything figured out with the others. Remember.
Do you remember that, Sarah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Christopher, you're confessing, you're admitting things you've already admitted.
Yes.
And this would be a chance to admit things you haven't yet. Like the secret I have kept from you, I have not told you that I was doing this, that this was going through my mind, that I actually wanted this.
Yeah. One thing that comes up now is that my way of commitment towards you, I took myself a long time to make a decision, and I let you wait, and I allowed to be myself to be an uncertainty, and didn't make any decision at all to keep back those open. Yeah, and also that connected to that, a long time. It was like a play for me. I didn't. I treated our relating as a play, as a game, and let a back door open for myself.
Sarah, is he doing okay?
Yeah, totally. But I have a little resistance now because this is the first time for me in this room, and I have this conversation now with Christopher with I don't know 70 people I never saw, and it's for me it's a little bit like. It's about you and not about the relationship or about, I don't know.
You can feel that, right? You can sense it, right?
I have a little bit of resistance, and I'm proud of your courage to do it here in this room.
Thank you.
Yeah, mixed feelings.
So Christopher, you get what a gift this is? It's really a gift. Your penance is a gift. So Sarah, you're going to write a little license in your hand. Christopher, you get your hand up like this. Put your hand up. You're going to write in it. You're going to write a license to Sarah. The license is you are licensed to tell me to tell you the rest of the thing, whatever, anything she has a sense, she's licensed to say, tell me the rest of that. Tell me the next level. Tell me all of it. She's licensed anytime, day or night. And you're going to write this license and give it to her. And then she's going to have it with her all the time. And anytime she wants, she just holds up the license and says, tell me the rest of it. Tell me the whole thing.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sarah, do you want to say that?
Are you finished?
Yeah. He's just getting started. Christopher, you should have seen him about 3 months ago or 5 months ago. Christopher is just getting started, man. He is really on a roll. Okay.
Then I want to confess something about this topic. And for me, it's like I knew this all the time. Or I could feel it all the time. And... But also I felt that is, it is a story in your mind, and your body and all your actions spoke another language, and that's the reason why I'm sitting here. I don't know how to say it.
Just that.
Yeah. And can I tell about yesterday? Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Christopher decided to go to Brazil to a camp from, what was it? What is it? A womanhood or something?
Womanhood House.
And I was like, no, you don't go. I'm very afraid about this. I knew from Christopher about possibility management and all this. And for me, there was a big no, you don't do this alone. Whether I'm coming with you or, and he said it like, we were on a walk and like some, he said it like, wie sagt man nebenbei?
Yeah, like a side or like something.
Like a little side note. I'm going to Brazil in April for I don't know, and I will do it. And I was like, okay. And yeah, it was, I was very angry and sad about his action to just decide it. And we had a lot of topics in yesterday, and this was for me the biggest, and we have other decisions now, and this was like, this was the biggest topic for me. And I know it's a pattern from myself, because my father always said something in my childhood like, we are going to America, we are going to Australia, and we will travel, blah blah blah. And I have this pattern with every man, that they are traveling without me. And it's, I hate it. It's, yeah. And that's one, it isn't, not so much, I was thinking about in the morning about this, it's not so much because I trust him, what, I don't know. I was like a little bit joking, there are, I don't know, 10 Brazilian girls, I don't know. I was like, no, you're not going. And but the main topic is he's traveling without me, and that's is my part from my childhood.
Thank you.
Thank you,
sir. Sir, did you ever do an emotional healing process? Did you ever do one?
Not in this possibility management room.
Do you know how to feel mad, sad, glad, and scared? Can you feel that, those?
Yeah.
So your penance is to ask right now for one or two people to hold space for you to do a real emotional healing process about your anger about the men saying this thing about traveling. But you have to ask for it. You write down their names. You call them afterwards. You say, when can we do this? And they know what to do. All these people, they know how to hold space for EHPs, emotional healing process. But you're the mm-hmm. one who has to ask, could two people hold space for me to do this process? If you accept your penance.
Yeah, I have a resistance about that. But yeah, it's... there anybody who wants to share with me this room for an emotional healing process about this topic?
It's actually hold space for me.
Hold space for me. Yeah.
So that's Sonia Gonzalez, Christina Pluschens, Ines. I see three. It's great. You have to write down their names. Can you have something to write their names down? Sarah, do you have? Can you write their names down?
Yes. Yeah.
You got them?
Yes.
Sonia, Christina, and Ines. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah.
And then Sarah, write back in the group and tell us what happens afterwards, okay? Tell us. Good. Thank you. Everybody take everybody take a deep breath first. This penance stuff, this confession space is really heavy. Okay, Sonia, what are you going to confess?
I have an invitation for Sarah, which is there will be two trainings happening in Brazil. One is called Expand the Box, and the other one is called Women of Earth Lab. And this is an invitation for you to come.
What happens? Thank you.
What, say more?
That's good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Who's next? You have to confess. Just, you know, a confession is optional. The box is there. You know, you walk in the box, you sit down and you confess, but it's optional.
I confess that I am here because I injured my back at work yesterday, and otherwise I would not be here. And I confess that it's getting really painful for me to be in to work in modern culture and to earn the money that enables me to provide a home for my daughter, and I'm so scared of I'm committed. I noticed this commitment. I joined a skill up team. I noticed my commitment to move into the next thing, and I'm really scared. And my biggest fear is that my body is gonna sort of cave because I've got too much on my plate. That's my biggest fear. I'm asking too much of myself. I still have to make money, and I want to transform and go into the next thing. And yeah, what needs to give? Yeah.
You're saying something?
I have an idea for a penance, which would be that your daughter is 19 years old, correct?
17.
She's 17.
It's time.
Yeah, it's time. It's time to consider a mother graduation, and that, you know, there's months. There might be some months of preparation, but your penance could be to have this conversation.
It is
to have this conversation with your daughter.
Which conversation?
Well, it's a conversation of we're moving into adulthood together. Anyway.
Can I modify that?
Well, let me say it the way I would say it. And it's that the way you're framing right now your lifiness is that you're still responsible for her. And the mother graduation is going to be backing off from that. And it's, and so, I don't know. You obviously care about her, and, you know, you have this thing with her, and you can make it not just cutting the umbilical cord, but you can also make it an adult conversation with her. Saying this is what's happening in my life. So it's not just, you know, I'm abandoning you. It's this is what's happening in my life. And I want this. Yeah. So,
and what I would add is that it is a start over where you, Ines, hand back the name mother or mutter or mummy or mom or whatever. You hand back that name and you take your real name back. You hand back, you have completed and successfully completed the job of the mother role for 17 and a half years, whatever, almost 18 years, and that's it. You have done it. So you're handing back the role to the world, not just to your daughter, and not, and so that you get to pat yourself on the back, have a mother graduation party. There's a website called Mother Graduation, and you have this party and you celebrate, you write a certificate, you print up a real certificate, and they sign, people sign. There's exact instructions on the website.
And you make it a true celebration. So mm-hmm. not all the ways that you've quote unquote fucked up your daughter's life, but how you have succeeded.
She's amazing. And you write down.
She is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
You write that on the certificate and look, I as a mother for this amazing creature, and you write all those amazing qualities, and then all these witnesses, they sign this, and you graduate. And your next level is a start over for you, Ines.
Mm-hmm.
It's a start over so much from at zero again. So you get to not know. You get to move out of your apartment. You get to cancel your insurance, move out of Germany, you know, hit
She's
the
in
road.
New Zealand.
Move out of New Zealand, hit the road. What?
Move to the haven.
Move to what?
With Janet and James.
Okay. All right. Whatever the thing is, you just get to not know and start over and really come back to center. Come back to your core, to the seed. Let this new seed sprout. You've been feeding it all kinds of great stuff, but you've been trapped inside of this construct called mother. Okay. So you get to graduate. Yes. That's your penance. There are,
yes,
I don't know, some of the women here could come to your mother graduation party, so you can, and let us know when you do it, mm-hmm. and please send us a copy of your certificate. We would like to see it. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Are there any other confessions?
I have a confession. I've been withholding information. I feel fear.
Actually, we're okay with that.
You're okay with me withholding information?
Yes.
Withholds. Great.
We don't consider that a sin in your case.
Am I an exception?
Yes. The reason it's an exception in your case is you think that what you're withholding has value. And so you think
then that, why are the men of possibility management scrambling uselessly, attempting to respond to you guys' letter? In November, you guys published a letter. Yes, I don't remember the title of it. It's the one that we've been studying for the past couple of months. The seven steps.
Okay.
It's an article.
Yes, an article. Thank you.
Oh, what?
Beyond Repair.
Beyond Repair.
Beyond Repair. Thank you.
So Mark.
Yes.
You did not listen to what I said. Can you repeat back what I said?
You said that my information is not valued.
It's not what I said.
That I think my information is valuable.
Yes. And that's why you're withholding it.
That makes no sense.
That's exactly the point.
Thank you.
And so what we said was that you said your confession is that you've been withholding information. And what I was saying was that you could only say that if you thought the information had value. And then that's your opinion is, whatever that opinion comes from, it comes from, you're opinionated that particular information has value and you are withholding it. And this is a kind of self-abuse. It's a kind of self-abuse. So it isn't, are you getting this?
Almost. I'm teetering on the point of how to assess the what, how to assess anything.
Okay. Okay, now we're getting.
If what I say has no value,
it's not what you say. It's not what you say.
It's what you withhold.
It's what you withhold. Yeah, say it.
No, okay. It's like you. There's something. Something happens, and then you apply value to it, or you. And then
special value.
Special value to it, and then you withhold it, and it's a way that you. In a way, beat yourself up, or some that,
or stay superior,
or superior. There's a benefit because you've willed withhold something that you've declared valuable, and it's just to feed this benefit, whereas the value is actually not. It's not connected to reality. It's connected to your benefit.
We're not saying it does not have value. We're saying that there's a game going on, of. And it's this kind of self-torture. It's a kind of self-abuse. And yes. So do you have a sense of it? So it's a kind of like way that you have special value because you have special information and you're withholding it.
Yes.
Are you willing to ask for a couple of people to go through that process with you? Hold space for that EHP with you. For that discovery, to find out what's really going on with that, behind it.
I need to make sure I understand the discovery. It's creating a story around things that value, that exaggerates.
I didn't
exaggerating.
Say that. We didn't say that.
I create a value, or I add value to something that's just normal.
We didn't
so that
say
it
that.
Creates a story, so I withhold it from others.
You create a story. You classify a piece of information as valuable, and then you withhold it
for the for a gremlin benefit, for a self abuse,
yes.
self cannibalism, some kind of.
I'm pretty sure that if you ask for a couple of people to take you through the process, that they get that you don't have to figure it out now, that they've got it and they can take you through this process.
Who will hold space for me to have an EHP to explore this topic of
it isn't
self-abuse?
To explore a topic, Mark Sun. It is not to explore a topic. It is to do the emotional healing process. It's not to explore a topic. Can you do it again?
Who will hold space for me to have an emotional healing process on the topic of self-abuse? Regarding my self-abuse of withholding information?
Jorge Pedret, I'm asking if you would be one of them, because you have the clarity. You have the clarity about what's going on, I think.
Good. And Sonia.
Yeah.
And Sonia, perfect. You two guys could hold, these guys can hold space for that. Did you get it? Sonia Gonzalez and Jorge Pedrit. And they both speak Spanish.
No,
they don't. Okay, sorry.
I speak Spanish.
They both speak.
They both speak English.
They both speak anyway. What were you going to say?
Jorge, as part of being part of the EHP scale-up team, I would ask you to record this process. And it's not to make it public, only if there's approval, like wishes from both Jorge, you and Mark, but to, so it's part of the learning library of the EHP scale-up team.
Yes.
And just to make sure that you're aware that the way the screen should be set up is that everybody has an equal size picture. It isn't, yeah. It's not that the client is big and the coach is small or anything like that. Everybody has equal size picture. So we can see everybody. Great. Thank you.
Thank
Okay,
you.
Mark?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to have to listen very carefully for the next part. Are you ready?
Yes. Let me change my view.
Getting this?
Yes.
Thank you. Any other confessions today? Ariel, I have a question. We've seen you before here, is that right? Or no?
No, this is the first time I'm here. It's the first time I think I've heard about this group.
What did you hear?
I guess this is the first time I saw this group in the group Possibility Management Global.
What are you going to tell other people about this?
I don't know yet. Confession is that I feel fear. I don't have a confession. I don't want to make something up. I feel fear right now in taking up space, not knowing what to say. But I also have a confession that I have been holding back space because I wanted to take up space and I wanted to be seen and given space. I didn't have a clear thing to share.
How is it? How is it to take up space? I mean, if you had 15 seconds right now to tell us like the most important thing, what would you want to say to all of us?
The most important thing right now for me
Keep your eyes open if you can.
is to continue being soft and vulnerable. This is what I am practicing. It's really intense and it's what I want. And then when I get it, it's like managing my stretching capabilities. And it feels really good to stretch. And I'm opening up space. This is why I'm here to create intimacy and vulnerability
Ariel,
for myself, especially. I have run away from looking at myself many times.
do you beat yourself up?
Absolutely.
What's your favorite way to beat yourself up? What do you say to yourself?
That I'm.
You say you. Wait. Don't you say you to yourself?
You don't know you aren't doing enough.
Keep going.
You have to remain under pressure of other people's expectations, and you have to remain within what this society expects of you. I punish myself and I punish you for not pursuing what you want, because that is too dangerous. You are too dangerous, and you need to remain safe and remain in the status quo and just be regular. Don't be yourself. Because who knows what that is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know why we're doing this to you? Why are we doing this to you? With our fingers. Why are we doing this? Do you know why we're doing this? Why are we doing this? Come on, guess.
Because it feels like I'm accepting that conversation that I have with myself. I'm looking at it.
Come on, why are we doing this?
Because I'm taking up space.
Yeah, come on. Why are we doing this?
I'm showing myself to you.
Yeah. You took a risk.
I'm not hiding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we didn't all fall over dead because you're so dangerous. We survived it. You showed us yourself and we survived. It's big stuff. It's really big stuff. You just took a huge risk. You did really super. It was wonderful. It was really helpful. How many people got something really great out of what Ariel just said? How what she revealed? Yeah. So you just gave all of us really great stuff for our lives, for the people we work with, really, for the novels we're writing, like all kinds of stuff. You gave us a whole bunch.
I feel sadness because I'm not accepting anything that you're saying.
It'll be hard to not accept it because it's on the video and you can watch it over and over again. And every time you watch it, we're going to go like this. We're going to do this again. Every time you watch it, this is going to happen to you again.
It's so painful that I'm not letting this in.
What's the pain? Mad, sad, glad, or scared?
Sad.
Why are you sad?
It's sad that I block the connection with others who...
Keep your eyes open.
Who appreciate me. I feel embarrassed for being appreciated.
Where'd she go? No, Gabriella. Gabriella, okay, Gabriella. You have a partner there. You guys you have the same penance now. You, Ariel and Gabriella, you have to appreciate yourself. Every time you're talking with somebody, you have to say one sentence to appreciate yourself. That's your penance. And if you're afraid to do it, call up Gabriella and she can hold space for you to do it.
I will.
We believe you. I believe you will. Here you are. This person we never saw before, you never heard about us before, and you're making a lifelong commitment to Gabriel Facundis Moreira. You don't know what she is. She's a
woman. I do.
You do?
I know her. Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, you're lucky then.
Yes, I am.
Cool.
I just add, Ariel, the embarrassment is part of beating yourself up, as if you should already be able to accept what we're saying, or appreciation, or you should already be able to do it. And it's part of the same thing, instead of just being visible and being, I can't do it, not yet. I just can't do it yet. And I'm going to be experimenting with Gabriella.
Thank you. That is key for me.
What other keys do you have?
Well, I was wondering if you had a chance to go to Rage Club, Ariel.
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Have you had a chance to go to Rage Club?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
3 years ago.
Okay.
3 years.
It's been 3 years.
Okay, you've probably changed a lot. I like to do Rage Club once a year just to make sure that I'm up to date with my Rage Club.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know who you are, Errol. I know we've just messaged a little bit a few months ago, but it's like somewhere in you, I'm pretty sure you're a Rage Club space holder.
Definitely.
I am 100% that I know.
Then you could quit your corporate job and help people.
That is in the, that is, I'm in the process of I'm creating that currently.
If you're ever lacking possibility, you can call me.
Thank you. I will take that as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adia.
God, I never knew confessions could be so much fun.
They have to be made public.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In that private little box.
That's where, yeah. It has to be.
That's why they always put it in the movies, you know?
Yeah, and it's not fun.
Yeah, but you can see, you know, that, what's going on, and then it's fun.
Okay.
Any other confessions before we change to Channel B? So does anybody know what Channel B is?
Book.
A book?
A book. I thought you said a hook. Oh, my
God. I mean, there's this question in the air about the value of reading, you know, reading from a book that says a short course on archetypal woman and man. And what is, how are we going to derive value from this in our daily lives, in our relating, in our experiments? Anybody have some ideas about this? I mean, look, we're going out until May. Does anybody need anything before that happens? Jeff, you are smiling. Jeffrey, I know you have nice teeth, but what's the deal? You're just showing a dentist. What?
There was no penance offered in my confession, and I have a sense that you are waiting for me to give myself my own penance, which is to make an offer, which I'm very scared to make. That is to keep showing up here, to keep showing up and to take a stand for this heartbeat, to take a stand for continuing to gather. And I don't, trying not to say I don't know. I feel a lot of fear about holding this. And I feel fear because I don't want it to be just me. I don't want to do the thing I usually do, which is to think I have to do this alone and like fight against some imaginary thing to make this happen. And I want to keep being here with you. I want to have this space. I don't want to sit for 2 months, you know, somewhere in some limbo land.
Make a proposal.
I'm working my way there after all the layers. My proposal is to show up here each week at this time for 2 hours, and to come for more research, for sharing the research and for researching research and researching how to keep this heart beating without the need for Clinton and Aunt Chloe to be here in order to for it to happen. That's my proposal.
You could say, is there any resistance?
Is there any resistance?
Make it more positive. Like, make it, who's with me?
Who's in? Who's with me to be the heart?
Ooh. Whoa.
Wow.
The ghosts from the dark studio.
From the kitchen.
What'd you say?
The ghosts from the kitchen making dinner for the women.
Thanks for showing yourselves.
One of the proposals that I have is that the space could, you know, it's a study group about building love that lasts, whatever that means. Radiant, draw brilliant love.
Try to make love go away.
Yeah.
Good
luck. And so there's this whole dimension of radical relating that has been discovered, I don't know, a few years ago, but it's not in the book. And there's so much to discover about what is radical relating, or how do we get there? What are the experiments? What are the practices? Can we even try right now to radically relate? And I somehow those have been my experiments in the last couple weeks, and the results have just been extraordinary. Of me just being saying to this one person across from me, saying, "Look, I want to learn how to radically relate with you." And my discovery is that there's a different key for each space of relating, that I can't have a method of radical relating, and that it includes me playing full out and have this, make this offer to this as a person of what would it take for you to play full out with me? And including what would it take for you, for me to play full out and you not having emotional reactivity to my full out play. And those have just been such intimate and transformational and really, amazing journeys. Where I came out different, the other person came out different, but also the whole field that we might be included in, which for me these last few days has been a lot with trainers. And I'm having these this conversation is, how can I radically relate to you as a trainer? And for example, one of them is with Devin Gleason. Some of you know him because he's preparing himself. You know, I'm making it public for him, so. But he said he would also. He's preparing himself to deliver a practice, expand the box, which is a major step as a trainer to become an expand the box trainer. And will be the trainer sitting in the space to be this noticing. Be this noticing of, has he become the thing that can hold space for expand the box? You know, and we've been on this journey of the whole trainer path together. And my invitation to him was, you know, to do this together, we need to be able to radically relate. Otherwise, you will, you know, it's so easy for me to be the judge, or to be, this is a test. You know, this is, I'm the teacher, or I'm the person who's going to make you pass. And it's like, this is not the conversation. Otherwise, we're in school. Otherwise, it's a certificate. And so even at that, level of basically, you know, collaborating at a level of global game world, like emergence of archaearchy, like emergence of initiation, of arc and initiation, there's still so many layers of how can we radically relate for this to happen. And so I make this invitation that this heartbeat could be really about that and about practicing feedback and coaching, which we haven't had really in this space.
So specifically, and Jeffrey, you might want to just note this, that what Aunt Chloe mentioned actually was There's a website called Radical Relating, which has a ton of experiments and context on it that you guys could actually be studying, reading, and practicing the experiments from Radical Relating. Radical Relating is part of Arkin Relating. So there's another website called Arkin Relating, and it's a new website. There's not much on it, and it's not so clear what the difference between Arkin Relating and Radical Relating is. But to be clear here, Arkin Relating includes many other kinds of aspects of relational qualities, which just has to do with paying attention to your attention and noticing what you notice and working with your fear of connection and holding space and navigating space and going nonlinear and making offers and it's being centered, grounded, and bubbled, et cetera, cavitating relational space. All this is part of Arkin Relating. But Radical Relating is one part of that. And so that's another thing that could be worked on. And you said something else also about, oh, yeah. She said playing full out. Mm-hmm. So there's a website called Playing Full Out. I think it's called
Play Full Out.
Play Full Out.
Yeah.
And another one called Flying School. And those also two websites would be fantastic to study, read the context, discuss it, and do the experiments from. You know, Flying School and Playful Out. Those are, and they have great stuff in there that has not been explored yet. And those would be fabulous support for people who love to love, which is you guys, to be clear. Nobody confessed that they love to love. So, but I would do it. I just really love it. It's like the best thing. Go around just like sourcing love in the world. I mean, come on, yellow stuff is just so delicious. And who can stop you? You know, if you really wanted to walk around as a source of yellow stuff in the world, who could stop you? I mean, most people don't even know what you're doing when you're walking down the street and you're juicing the space with yellow stuff and they walk around and go, God, what was I worrying about? I don't remember. I was beating myself up. No, I can't be that anymore. You know, and people just start smiling. People want to look at each other and go, hey, you want to go to lunch? this stuff happens when you're radiating yellow stuff when you're walking down there. So why not, you know, take that as a hobby? Like learning, like falling in love with love, being love happening in while love is happening. You know, I can say that, you know, it sounds like, oh, yeah, what a cool thing. Oh, that's nice. Oh, yeah, wonderful. You know, it's like a Hallmark card or something. And then, you know, and then your dark shadow world comes out. And...
Yeah.
Okay. That's why we do the underworld work. It's because, you know, that's what comes up when you try to go to the upper world is the underworld. Okay. And that's why Rage Club is really useful. Etc.
Okay, then.
How can you say that?
Is there anything else from anybody else?
From Pain to Rocket Fuel, section 9A, page 265. We can enter archetypal relationship domains only by continuously paying the entrance fee. You have to pay the entrance fee to access an archetypal domain. Nobody probably told you this before. The entrance fee is conscientious practice that builds the matrix upon which your being can expand into the archetypal. That's the entrance fee. Now, nobody can pay that fee for you. Nobody can pay it for you. Nobody can stop you from making that payment. So it's a secret place and you only get there by making the payment, and it's sitting there. It's accessible. Like if you look at the great labyrinth of spaces, every space is connected to every other space. I think you knew that already. How many people knew that already? Every space is connected to every other space. Okay. All right. See, Ariel even knew this. Okay, great. So that means you can get to anywhere from here. So if you're ever in any place that seems disconnected or dark or lonely or cold or separate or any of those things, any other space you want to get to is just on the other side of the gap. And the way you get to the gap is you step into the gap. The way you step across the gap is you go in the gap first. So in the gap, there's nothing. And it's the same nothing as everywhere. And so if you step in the gap, you can pop out into this other space because you can get there from anywhere. So the entrance, what?
I want to talk about sort of cultural context about this, which is, for example, in modern culture, the Constitution of the United States, for example, which is one of, you know, the epitome of modern culture, talks about the rights of people. Like, you have a right to happiness, or you have a right. I can't remember the Constitution of the United States, but it's about what do you have a right to? You have a right, you know, then you have a right of ownership if you have a deed of on a house or on a land or things like that. And this whole idea of basing a culture on having rights makes it's a culture that's based basically on child level responsibility. Because I was born in such culture, then you know, you shall respect my rights.
Deserve it.
And then I deserve it. But then the question is, maybe I don't. So are you deserving or are you not deserving? Have you done enough? You know, are you valuable enough? Have you worked have you produced enough? This entire conversation is based on this cultural context. And what we're reading here is this invitation of there's the potential of having power. But power comes with responsibility. You know, it's like basically where you are responsible is where you have power. And so the invitation is you can have power, you can take responsibility for being in conscientious practice. You can take responsibility, and there you have power to enter archetypal domains. And I don't know if you can feel the energetic purpose, like the energetic context, the energetic, purpose that creates an entire different culture out of which, distinction comes out, but also behaviors, like memes, like your relationship to the world. And so it would be very painful to try to enter archetypal, which is a domain of responsibility and power, if, for example, your main meme environment is this idea of having rights or being deserving or being, you know, whatever, being right or wrong. Like all of that emerges from a completely different context than the possibility of archetypal. And so, anyway, this is, I mention it because I really have this deep sense that we are what our culture makes us of. Like our culture offers us what possibility we have access to. And so we're talking about a completely different culture than maybe, you know, than the TV show, than the advertisement, than how basically most game world that you interact with in modern culture, have no intention of conscientious practice. There's none of that. That was it.
Thank you. I'm going to say two things.
Yeah.
One thing is, from the book, it says, in the process of paying this entrance fee that we've been talking about, the conscientious practice, in the process of that, it can be required that you consciously feel pain, mad, sad, glad, and scared. Feeling pain consciously changes it from pain into rocket fuel. And it's called rocket fuel because the anger, sadness, fear, and joy have these qualities of clarity and possibility that when you feel them consciously, they can be used like that. And so that's the point of this is to feel your feelings consciously, using it as rocket fuel. And since we have just a few minutes and Annie Hobson just happened to show up here, and when you watch the tape later, you'll see that what we've been doing the whole time mostly is confessing. And so it was a space of confession. And I just wanted to open the door to you just in case you came here and would like to make a confession, something that you have been sitting with or holding on to, just really a confession of radical revelation. Don't have to, it's optional. But I thought since you're here, we'd open the door for you if you want.
Thank you. I'm noticing the part of me that wants to do it right. And I lack context of the other types of confessions.
Annie, you're already perfect. You are already perfect.
Okay. Okay. I confess to a pattern that I have of going deep into different game worlds. And when I do that, I drop out of other game worlds. And I don't know what to do with that.
You want to say it?
Well, you might be a butterfly.
Wait, I have a different one.
Okay.
So on the other hand, you're confessing that you do not radically rely on ECHO, the Earth Coincidence Control Office, to move you from place to place. You're confessing that you do not radically rely on ECHO.
Or I may be having some kind of old world external judgment for relying on ECHO.
Ian, could you explain that to us, please?
Yes. So Annie is relying on ECHO, but she's still judging it with old thought where...
I've been spending months with my birth family, and those old ancient resonance is rattling in my head. So I'm here in the West Virginia. This is actually my background. This is where I am.
It's not a fake generated background.
It's not a fake background. It does look like it, though, doesn't it? But my hands don't disappear.
So the penance, the worst possible penance we could possibly have given you, you're already doing it, hanging out with your birth family. No, we cannot offer you any other penance. That's really, you've already paid your penance.
Yes, yes. It was a big deal, testing to see how far I've come myself and how I can stay in my center and not give away that. They did not like my not giving away my center. They did.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Using the old thoughtware that you've been judging ECHO with, you know, who's been moving you around, and then you're judging this. Where do you think you got that thoughtware?
The old thoughtware?
Yes.
Oh, definitely. That was my birth family. I stayed with my brother, and he just says it right out loud, like, so what are your plans now?
So you have discovered your new penance. The new penance is flush the old thoughtware down the toilet. Each time, you don't even have to look at it. You can smell it coming. You know how when you have to kind of go to the toilet, you know, fart stump coming out and your stomach starts feeling a little weird. You just start heading for the toilet. Well, you just flush that old thoughtware right down. That would be your penance. Can you do that?
Yes.
All right. Who can you be accountable for not beating yourself up when you don't do it?
I am Keon, would you be willing to do that?
Do they know each other? Keon, do you know her? Do you know Annie?
Yes, I know Annie. From years ago, and she will join the upcoming Rage Club.
Okay.
Which is about flushing down old stuff, the energetic toilet.
So, Keon, you got
Echo, it? Echo got me looking at Facebook at just the right time.
To come over here?
To come over there and to look at Facebook to see Keon's.
See, Echo is really on your side.
I know it.
Okay, but so now you're going to flush the toilet, the stuff down the thought where that's judging Echo down the toilet, and Echo is going to show up big time in your world.
Yeah.
So let us know what happens next, okay? Because the United Nations needs some help. I'm serious. And I think you could talk in their language. I think you have this kind of grounded centeredness. You could talk in their language and they would go, yes. And you could really make some difference over there. That would be really something if you could do that. So don't be surprised if you get moved in those directions, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming here. Does anybody else need anything before we wrap up this space?
I want to join Annie. I don't know how, but I feel like I also judge the Echo. And I'm open to possibilities on what to do with that.
Okay, so it's Keon and Annie and and what?
Ariel.
Yeah, and Ariel. And just Ariel, just write a note to them. You have their contact info in the group, or you can get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought.
Yeah. Did you say yes?
Yes, I said yes.
Okay, thank you.
Ariel, you're gonna say I need to join Annie in the Rage Club.
Yes.
But I thought you were gonna say.
Join me in Keon's Rage Club.
Okay. I will ask about the Rage Club from Keon.
Because then Keon is doing a Rage Club spaceholder training.
Yes. Yes. And you could do them simultaneously. And what a thing. You could just kind of do it in parallel.
Okay. Well, okay.
We give you all hugs and everything. Squeezes.
Thank you.
Keep experimenting. Please experiment. Share your discoveries. And just keep inviting the world to talk to you in new ways. And then talk back. We'll see you as the world turns.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.